This is Radio Romania International. You are listening to our one-hour broadcast in English for listeners in Western Europe and Africa. We can also be heard on the internet at www.ri.ro, Channel 1. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter and other social media platforms. Our programs are also available on TuneIn, Radio Romania International 1, and in Europe via satellite Eutelsat 16A on 11,512 MHz, vertical polarization, azimuth 16 degrees east. We wish you good reception conditions.
Hello, I'm Lucrămir Asmian with the news. First, the headlines. The reform of the public administration in Romania is expected to be adopted by the government next week at the latest, the Prime Minister Ilie Bolojan announced. The Constitutional Court of Romania has postponed again for February 18th ruling on the reform of the pensions of magistrates. And the Romanian Defense Minister Radu Miruță is participating today in the meeting of the EU Foreign Affairs Council and on Thursday in the meeting of the defense ministers of the NATO states. The Romanian Prime Minister Ilie Bolojan announced that the public administration reform included in the third package of measures aimed at reducing the budget deficit would be adopted by the government next week at the latest. He also stated that the measures decided by the government do not only involve spending cuts. The statements were made amid protests by employees from hundreds of city halls across the country who went on a warning strike on Tuesday. They are dissatisfied with the announced job and salary cuts, given that, they say, the staff is already insufficient and revenues have been reduced. We come back to that after the news. The Constitutional Court of Romania has again postponed ruling on the reform of the magistrates' pensions until February 18th. According to Agerpres, sources from the Constitutional Court stated that the postponement was decided in order to analyze the request received from the Supreme Court to refer to the Court of Justice of the European Union a preliminary question regarding the government's bill to modify the special pensions of magistrates. The Supreme Court considers that the measures in the government's bill may lead to discriminatory treatment of magistrates in relation to other categories of service pension beneficiaries. This is the fifth time that the Constitutional Court judges have postponed the decision in this case. Romania risks losing European funds worth 230 million euros if it does not adopt the law on magistrates' pensions. The law reduces the amount of their pensions so that they no longer exceed the last income from the active period, and increases their retirement age. The Romanian Defense Minister Radu Miruță is today participating in the meeting of the EU Foreign Affairs Council and on Thursday in the meeting of NATO defense ministers in Brussels. The Foreign Affairs Council meeting, chaired by the High Representative of the European Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaya Kallas, will focus on the EU's military support to Ukraine, with special attention being paid to cooperation in defense innovation, as well as the prospects for security and defense this year. The NATO meeting program will include a meeting of the North Atlantic Council in the format of defense ministers dedicated to the deterrence and defense agenda, a meeting of the Contact Group for Ukraine, a working lunch of the NATO-Ukraine Council, as well as the signing ceremony of the Letter of Intent on Multinational Approaches to Military Airworthiness in a Crisis or Conflict Context. Minister Miruță will be accompanied to Brussels by the Chief of the Defense Staff, General Gheorghiță Vlad, and by the Secretary of State for Defense, Planning and International Relations, Sorin Moldovan. The European Commission has launched an action plan against online harassment, or cyberbullying as it is known internationally. The term refers to repeated insults or threats made through online platforms, social networks, texting applications, games or video platforms. The phenomenon has real effects on the mental health, trust and social relationships of children and adolescents, and is a growing concern at European level. Consequently, the Commission proposes, among other things, the development of an EU-wide application through which victims of online harassment will be able to quickly report abuse and receive specialized support. The application will allow for the safe storage of evidence and will be connected to national helplines adapted to each member state. More on this issue after the news. Several European leaders, including the German Chancellor Friedrich Merz and the French President Emmanuel Macron, are meeting today in Antwerp, Belgium, to present their ideas on increasing industrial competitiveness in the European Union, DPA reports. Around 400 representatives from various fields are expected at the European Industry Summit. And that's the news.
The planned reform of public administration has put local mayors at odds with the political leaders in Bucharest. I'm Cristina Matescu with this report by Bogdan Matei. First mentioned by the government last summer, the reform of the Romanian public administration is still a fuzzy issue half a year later. Despite it being championed as one of the magic solutions for cutting the budget deficit, the representatives of local mayors eventually met on Tuesday in Bucharest to discuss the measures that the coalition government plans to adopt. They almost all of them said the move risks blocking the activity of the local administration and that the development of the municipalities cannot be achieved with limited funds. Liberal Prime Minister Ilie Bolojan conveyed to them once again that the next period will bring budgetary constraints and difficult decisions against the backdrop of excessive deficit, which the government has committed to address. He emphasized that there must be a formula for balancing the budget so that the municipalities with very low incomes can still provide basic services to citizens. Bolojan also explained why local taxes have gone up, even as much as 3 times in some places. Ilie Bolojan. An important component that we have encountered during this period and that you are primarily affected by are local taxes. We can no longer maintain the previous level. Why? Revenues from property tax in Romania accounts for about 0.55% of GDP, while in European Union countries the average is 1.85%, so at least 3 times higher. We can no longer maintain this level. However, no one is obviously happy about paying extra taxes, extra telephone fees, parking fees, and so on. The government no longer has the capacity to channel so many funds to local public administrations, the Prime Minister concluded. In some cities and communes across the country, citizens have already stormed mayors' offices to complain about the hikes in taxes and fees. The Speaker of the Chamber of Deputies and leader of the Social Democrats, Sorin Grindeanu, who attended the debate in Bucharest, says mayors are being unjustly vilified. I would like us to leave aside the triumphalist speeches and talk openly about the elephant in the room. More recently, we've seen attempts carried out with intention and through all means available to demonize local mayors. Grindeanu also said that the taxes and fees collected must be used by the local municipalities to finalize the projects already underway. Analysts say the whole issue is difficult to solve. They point out that so far most villages and small towns, often very poor, have been dependent on funding from the state budget, but that politicians at the top are dependent themselves on local votes, which only well-motivated mayors can bring to the party.
The European Union has launched a new action plan against cyber harassment in order to protect children in the online environment. This is Daniel Bill to the microphone with a report by Roxana Vasile. Almost 80% of the Romanian children are surfing the internet without any restrictions, and the lack of parental control is more and more visible as children grow up, says a sociologic survey conducted by Save the Children Romania. According to the aforementioned organization, over one-third of the children with ages between 12 and 14 have accounts on various social networks, which facilitates their frequent contact with unknown people. Almost half of them have been contacted online by strangers, while one third have reported situations of harassment or uncomfortable interactions. Over two-thirds of the children have been exposed to traumatizing content and got scared. Most of them, however, chose to ignore the situation, while a small percentage of only 5% had the courage to ask an adult for help. Commercials concerning substances banned to minors, like alcohol, nicotine, or various medicines, reach most of the children and mainly teenagers. Although admitted by few children, their online purchase shows real vulnerability and difficulties in controlling access to these substances. At the same time, the so-called dangerous challenges are visible to 60% of the children, and part of them are actively involved in such risky activities. The Save the Children organization believes that the minors' online safety must be treated as a top priority of public policy. The aforementioned ONG recommends urgent legislative and administrative measures, coherent and structured, for the total interdiction without exception of social network access of children under 13 and conditioned access for minors with ages between 13 and 15 only with parental control. At the same time, the organization also says social platforms must assume responsibility for the online protection of minors, and real sanctions are needed against those allowing minors to create accounts unchecked. The online safety of children isn't only a national issue, though, and for this reason, the executive in Brussels has launched an action plan against online harassment, or cyberbullying, as it is also known. Among the measures proposed by the Commission, there is an application at the EU level through which the victims of online harassment can immediately report abuses and get access to specialised assistance. The application enables the safe storage of evidence and will be connected to national assistance lines adjusted to any member state. The plan proposed a coordinated approach at European level so that all the young people benefit the same protection level. Member states will be operating on a common definition of what online harassment is and collect comparable data to better fight the phenomenon. The Commission will be strengthening the legislation against illegal content and fake information, but more emphasis will be laid on the responsibility of online platforms. Another major pillar the Commission has mentioned is prevention through digital education, the promotion of responsible online behaviour, and the expansion of safe internet resources for schools. And that was Radio Newsreel.
Focus on Romania.
Time now for Hit of the Day on Radio Romania International. Recognized worldwide as one of the most successful artists with over 10 billion views and downloads online, Ina constantly collaborates with Romanian artists, not just internationally known names such as Sean Paul or Pitbull. So today we invite you to listen to her alongside Florian Rus, whose warm and introspective vocal tone complements Ina's expansive energy. So let's listen to the recently released single, 7 Days.
De șapte zile nu știu de tine, de șapte zile fără iubire, și tot aștept să-mi treacă, dar amintiri mă neacă, și șapte zile parcă au fost o viață.
Tu nu te plângeai că iar e luni, ziceau vecinii că suntem nebuni, că marți și miercuri n-auzeau prin dormitor cum ne alergam, nici joia din iubiri nu ne opream. Și
vinerea ne apuca iar dorul.
Sâmbătă nu ne-am fi gândit
că a doua zi se schimbă viitorul. Se face azi o săptămână fix.
De șapte zile nu știu de tine, de șapte zile fără iubire. Și tot aștept să-mi treacă, dar amintiri mă neacă. Și șapte zile parcă au fost o viață. De șapte zile nu știu de tine, de șapte zile fără iubire. Și tot zic o să-mi treacă, jur inima încearcă. Dar șapte zile parcă au fost o viață.
O visam, puteam zâmbi. Dorm de șapte zile sau de viață, nu mai știu. Aiurea trece vremea când pierd totul într-o zi. Și calendarul meu pornește doar dacă ai venit tu. Vinerea ne-a apucat iar dorul.
Sâmbătă nu ne-am fi gândit
că a doua zi se schimbă viitorul. Se face azi o viață, zi mai știi.
De șapte zile nu știu de tine, de șapte zile fără iubire. Și tot aștept să-mi treacă, dar amintiri mă neacă. Și șapte zile parcă au fost o viață. De șapte zile nu știu de tine, de șapte zile fără iubire. Și tot zic o să-mi treacă, jur inima încearcă. Dar șapte zile parcă au fost o viață.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
Society Today.
Hello and welcome to Society Today. I'm Vlad Palcu. Every time you talk to Alina Dumitriu, her mind is working on something. From animal cruelty and survivors of sexual violence to expanding neighborhood parks in Bucharest, access to HIV treatment in pharmacies, or the struggles of economic migrants, Alina never seems to take a day off.
Bine, eu de când eram mică, țin minte că vedeam un copil de culoare.
Ever since I was little, I remember seeing black children from Africa on TV. Ceaușescu would show us those images from time to time, probably so we'd think things were worse elsewhere than they were here. I'm turning 47 in 2 months, so I lived 10 years under communism. I would see kids on TV with rickets, malnourished, and when my parents asked what I wanted to be when I grew up, I'd say I wanted to help the black children I saw on television. That stuck with me, and I really did want to go volunteer. Alina Dumitriu. For now, Alina says the problems she's tackling in Romania are too big for her to leave for any long stretch of time. At 16, she joined one of her mother's colleagues who, besides working at a private bank, also coordinated the activity of an NGO. That's how Alina ended up volunteering with a group of young girls she initially believed were orphans. She soon realized they had parents, parents who had chosen to leave them in the care of the state. Later, when she was invited to teach art at an informal school for teenagers living with HIV.
92, sau în fine, în perioada aia că e atât de tabu subiectul, ce număr de copii și ce perioadă de ani.
It was around 1992, I think. The topic is so taboo that no one agrees on the exact number of children or the exact year. Here opinions differ. Anyway, during communism, there was this HIV-infected cohort of babies, 14,000 infants, a unique epidemiological incident in the world. And I immediately said I wanted to help. I had also studied at Tonița, and I was passionate about psychology and psychotherapy. I was doing a lot of reading. While other kids were reading fiction, I was reading Jung and Freud. It was my passion. I love the idea of art therapy, so I started reading even more about it and tried to combine things, so it wouldn't just be drawing and painting classes, Alina Dumitriu said. That's how she started having personal conversations with institutionalized teenagers who had been victims of that epidemiological accident, realizing the huge gap between what they were living and what they believed about their lives. First of all, Alina says, they all thought they had AIDS and were going to die.
Și când am început să citesc despre virus, mi-am dat seama că ei de fapt nu sunt într-un stadiu SIDA.
When I started reading about the virus, I realized they weren't actually in the AIDS stage, but in the HIV stage, meaning they were just healthy carriers of a virus. Over the years, even academic literature changed the way it talked about HIV. What they had, what people were living with, was a chronic or long-term treatable condition, not a terminal illness. But they got infected in the 80s in hospitals through nosocomial transmission, and there was no treatment. Around 4,000 of them, from what I understand, died. No one talks about the numbers, no one wants to talk about what the state did to these children. Alina Dumitriu. Alina says Dr. Catalina Postolescu has been a real support throughout her 20 years of working with patients from vulnerable groups and with people who use drugs. She says he was the one who, 21 years ago, encouraged her to start the Sense Positive Association, which supports people living with HIV and groups at high risk of contracting the virus. Beyond her work with the NGO, Alina Dumitriu is a civic activist and influencer, using her Instagram platform followed by over 14,000 people.
În primul rând, fac multe call to actions. Îi rog să reacționeze, să trimită sesizări și chiar fac asta.
I do a lot of calls to action. I ask people to react, to file complaints, and they actually do it. I'm incredibly grateful. There was a case where a guy was threatening someone with revenge porn right on my wall. I consulted a lawyer, and it really was a criminal offence, though the police told me it wasn't. But 200 complaints were filed. It's a community. People genuinely want to do something. They're bothered by what's happening in this country, and yes, they want to be part of the change, to be the change that so desperately needed here, to take an active role. Alina believes influencers have a huge responsibility toward their followers. She recalls recently sharing a news story from Romanian media that turned out to be fake. She immediately reposted to acknowledge and correct the mistake, something she says not many content creators do. Asked how hard it is to be a full-time activist in Romania, Alina warns that people in this field often develop psychological conditions. She herself lives with diagnosed secondary traumatic stress, a condition that cannot be cured, only managed with medication. The most vulnerable include people working in pediatric oncology or with drug users, both environments with very high mortality rates. Even so, over the years, she has learned to manage her emotions well, and if she could turn back time, she wouldn't change a thing. And this has been all in Society Today.
Romania, the Eastern Flank. Welcome with the latest defense news. The soldiers of the 634th Infantry Battalion from Piatra Neamț have conducted an international exercise together with their Belgian allies from the NATO battle group in Cincu. The training session took place at the training camp in Târgu Mountains in Neamț County in northeastern Romania, where the soldiers of the two contingents carried out missions specific to living and fighting in a mountainous environment. The main goal of the exercise was the joint training of the soldiers from the two countries,
in order to increase the level of interoperability, cohesion and reaction capacity within multinational operations. The participants were put through intense physical and mental effort, including marching for some 20 kilometers up to an altitude of 1,768 meters. For the Belgian military, this exercise was a first, given that the highest geographical point in Belgium is only 694 meters. Lieutenant Elliott led the Belgian detachment at the training. He explained, "It's an extremely beneficial experience to meet people from this part of Romania and to train in the mountainous environment. It's a terrain in which we have never trained before, but the cooperation went very well. Being NATO armies, the Romanians and the Belgians use similar tactics and procedures. We learned a lot about mountain fighting, how to move in the mountains and how to employ the right tactics. For us, it was one of the first experiences of this type, because in Belgium we do not have big differences in elevation. It's a really interesting experience and we are very happy to be here," said the Belgian military. During the activities, the soldiers of the two armies exchanged experiences, thus contributing to a better understanding of the procedures and how to act in an operational context in the spirit of Allied cooperation. Mathilde, a platoon sergeant in the Belgian army, also took part in the training, and she told us that she was very pleased with what she found in Romania. "It was a very interesting week, which is very good for us. We appreciate this type of exercise very much, and this is also the reason why we are in Romania. It gives us the opportunity to collaborate and exchange experiences with our NATO colleagues and other partner nations. We work, broadly speaking, in the same way, considering that both countries are part of the North Atlantic Alliance. I am convinced that we will learn many new things, and at the same time, we will learn from each other." Also in Piatra Neamț, a British military advisory and training team from the British military advisory training team conducted for 4 weeks a leadership and command course for young commanders, an advanced training program in the field of military leadership. The course targeted microstructure commanders from the 15th Mechanized Brigade and aimed to strengthen command skills, decision-making and effective coordination of subordinates in complex operational environments. And that was Romania, the Eastern Flank.
Next in this program, sports.
Hello, this is Daniel Beal to the microphone. The phase group of the main women's handball competitions is coming to an end. Two more legs are left in both the Champions League and the EHF European League until the eliminatory games. Out of the five Romanian sides playing in the aforementioned competitions, four stand good chances to qualify for the next stage. In the Champions League, where we have two groups of eight teams, the first two in each group will go directly into the quarterfinals. The sides ranking third, fourth, fifth and sixth respectively will be going into the playoffs for a place in the quarters. The sides ranking seventh and eighth will leave the competition. At this moment, both Romanian sides are ranking fourth. In Group A, Gloria Bistrița has ensured a place in the playoffs. Even if they lose the two games against the Hungarian side Debrecen and the Norwegians from Stornhamar, Gloria cannot drop under the sixth position. In Group B, CSM Bucharest can even hope to one of the first positions. A month ago, they clinched a 33-24 win against the side on the third position, Odense of Denmark. Then last weekend, it secured a 40-34 win against the first side in the ranking, Brest-Bretagne of France. On Saturday, Romania's champions will be taking on Ferencváros in Budapest, a team which ranks second in the group. Romania has four sides in the EHF European League, and two of them are leading their groups. Minaur Baia Mare ranks first in Group A, which it proved it can win, as it lost only one match out of the four played so far. They conceded defeat to the German side Thuringer, the winner of the competition's edition last year. But in head-to-head matches, Minaur fares better. Rapid Bucharest is presently in the first place of Group C, after an away win against the German side Oldenburg. Rapid is the only side in the group still undefeated, and if they beat Tertensbergen on Sunday, Rapid will ensure their place in the quarters. The only Romanian side with lower performances is Corona Brașov, which ranks third in Group D. The first two sides in the group, Dijon of France and Viborg of Denmark, are still unbeaten. And that's all from our sports desk.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
Hello, dear friends. You are tuned to Radio Romania International, and our program continues with Truly Romanian. Today's edition brings into the spotlight a voice, a feeling, and a soul that is purely Romanian. We evoke a master of folk song, a son of Telorman, whose songs resonate like treasure, Marin Cornea. The artist passed away last year on January 18, 2025, leaving behind an unforgettable sonic legacy. So let's start our journey through his rich repertoire. We're listening to a love song performed with passion.
Mândră ochișorii tăi, n-aș băga slugă la ei. Nis în brie nu ți-aș lua, de la mine ți-aș mai da, mă. De la mine ți-aș mai da, dar să știu că ești a mea, mă. La mine ți-aș mai da, dar să știu că ești a mea, mă. Ochii tăi cuțite n-au, mame junghiuri cu ce-mi dau. Ochii tăi armenu poartă, mă mir cu ce mă săgeată. Nu știu cum să mă feresc, că ochii tăi mă vrăjesc, mă. Nu știu cum să mă feresc, că ochii tăi mă vrăjesc, mă. M-am născut în zi cu nori, să n-am niciun frățior, să n-am mândră cu iubire, să duc doar mândră de tine. La dușman le pare bine că ai plecat de lângă mine. Numai mie îmi pare rău că ai fost puișorul meu, mă.
Marin Cornea was born February 12, 1947 in the village of Băcălești and followed in the footsteps of his father, the folk bard Florea Cornea. He made his debut in 1969 and captivated audiences with his warm and authentic voice. Now we move to the banks of the ancient Olt River, where a longing sways in ancient lyrics. The next piece in our segment today is a traditional song also from 1982, released by Electrecord. Marin Cornea sings it with a tenderness that takes your breath away. Let's listen to Down by the Banks of the River Olt.
Din pricina dorului și din traiubitului și din traiubitului. Ceara mă topesc pentru-un pui care-l iubesc, pentru-un pui care-l iubesc. Copilul plânge și tace, are mamă să-l împace. Are mamă să-l împace, eu inimii n-am ce-i face. Eu inimii n-am ce-i face.
We remain in the lands of the plains of Barragan as Marin Cornea traveled the country with his voice, from the Alunelul Ensemble in Alexandria to Doina Vrancei. From his vast repertoire, we have picked for you a lovely song from the village who tugs at the heartstrings. Accompanying Marin Cornea for this love song is the Radio Folk Orchestra conducted by Ionel Budișteanu.
De se leagă n-a iarba, diseară mă duc la ea, mă. Diseară mă duc la ea, obosit cum o-i putea, obosit cum o-i putea, mă. Obosit și plin de apă mă duc la ea, că-mi e dragă. Mândrulița mea din sat, iubește-mă dacă-ți plac, dacă nu silă, nu-ți fac, mă. Că silă când îți făceam, eram mic și nu știam, eram mic și nu știam, mă. Iubește-mă, dacă vrei ca afară, mă, șteaptă trei. Ce-o avea lumea cu mine, nu fac nicio stricăciune, numai dragoste pe lume. Nici
nici nu le sparg casele, nici nu le iau mândrele, nici nu le iau mândrele, mă. Că mândruță ca mea, mă, nu găsești chi umbla. Că mândruță ca mea, mă, nu găsești chi umbla.
Marin Cornau also left behind an impressive discography. Dozens of albums, cassettes, hundreds of radio and TV recordings. But above all, he was a true keeper of tradition, bringing musicians to his home village and carefully preserving ancestral songs. We conclude our music segment today with a song from 1974, accompanied by the orchestra conducted by Ion Albeșteanu. It's a lively song from the very lifeblood of the Romanian village, Auntie's Little Boy.
Dacă sunt mai ador de mine gri ochișori, oh, mi-e dor puiule, mi-e dor, dar sunt prea depărtișori, dar sunt prea depărtișori, mai puiule, puișori, mă.
Living Romania. Coming up next, happening in Romania.
Hello and welcome to a new edition of Happening in Romania with me, Lăcrămioara Simion. In the lineup today, famous American pianist David Kikoski is to join Radio Romania Big Band. For Romanian felinology, the year 2026 begins with a new confirmation of its value on the world podiums. This and much more in the next 10 minutes. Stay tuned. On February 5th, music lovers will have the chance to applaud at the Radio Hall in Bucharest, alongside the Radio Romania Big Band conducted by Simona Strungaru, the famous American jazz pianist and composer David Kikoski, a Grammy Award winner who has released 20 albums as a band leader. David Kikoski began his artistic journey on the New York jazz scene in the 80s, collaborating with top musicians and quickly becoming a prominent figure in the world of international jazz. The concert at the Radio Hall is part of the Contemporary Jazz Masters series launched by the Radio Romania Big Band in June 2025, an event designed around artists who have become landmarks on the world stage. For this special event, three other distinguished guests will arrive in Bucharest: Alex Sipiagin, trumpet; Makar Novikov, double bass; and Donald Edwards, percussion. On the occasion of the concert, Casa Radio Publishing House brings back to the public attention the Wind Dance album by organizing an autograph session with Alex Sipiagin, Makar Novikov, and Simona Strungaru, protagonists on the CD. The autograph session will take place at the end of the concert in the central foyer of the Radio Hall. The Wind Dance album reflects a musical project created for Radio Romania by trumpeter and composer Alex Sipiagin, together with the Radio Romania Big Band conducted by Simona Strungaru. A highly acclaimed jazz pianist, David Kikoski shot to fame on the New York jazz scene in the 80s, quickly establishing himself as a leading player, collaborating with top musicians such as Roy Haynes, Bob Berg, Randy Brecker, and many others. As a band leader, he has released 20 albums. including Presage with Eddie Gomez and A.I. Foster 1989, and Consequences with Jeff Dane Watts and Christian McBride 2015. His two most recent albums, Phoenix Rising 2019 and Sure Thing 2021, were both released under the High Note Records banner. A longtime member of the prestigious Charles Mingus Big Band, co-leader of Beatle Jazz and member of Opus 5, Kikoski is also part of the new all-star collective called Something Else. The concert at the Radio Hall will be broadcast live on the airwaves on all frequencies of Radio Romania Culture and Radio Romania Music, and also live online on the websites of the two radio stations and through the Radio Romania application.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
For the Romanian Felinology, the year 2026 begins with a new confirmation of its value on the world podiums. It is no longer an exception. Since 2023, when a Maine Coon born in Romania won the world title in France, Romanian cats have been constantly climbing the podiums of major international competitions. Recently in the Netherlands, during the North Atlantic Cup, one of the most prestigious international competitions, immediately after the Feline World Championship, the cats of Romanian breeders marked a new validation of their value. Nicknamed Polar Little Bear, Roy of Winter Foxes, a silver British short-haired cat born in Romania and raised by Oana and Alexandru Paraschiv, won the competition's grand trophy, bringing the value of Romanian felinology to the international podium under the Czech flag. For its breeders, success is not a first. In 2025, another cat from their cattery became European champion, later managing to win the Baltic Cup, confirming an impressive record. The Romanian performance was completed by Clotilde of Phoenix Cats, the representative of the first Norwegian forest cat breeder in Romania, Anda Porumb, who, despite fierce competition, managed to reach the podium of the North Atlantic Cup final. The results obtained reconfirmed the high level of Romanian felinology and the dedication of local breeders, even though the Felis Romania Feline Federation has only been in operation for 20 years, a relatively short period compared to international federations with a tradition of almost a century. Romania's rise on the international stage was also visible last year, when, at the World Feline Championship held in Bucharest, three cats born in Romania won the supreme title of world champion, consolidating our country's position in the elite of feline competitions. The series of performances continues in 2026. On March 21st and 22nd, the Palace Hall in Bucharest will host the Sophisticat International Feline Salon, the first major competition of the year. The event will offer animal lovers the opportunity to admire some of the most beautiful cats in the world and to watch future world champions born in Romania. The principal ballet dancers of the Bucharest National Opera dance alongside international artists on March 5th at the Palace Hall as part of the Bucharest International Ballet Gala Infinite Beauty, an event dedicated to the 150th anniversary of the birth of the great Romanian sculptor Constantin Brâncuși. The Bucharest International Ballet Gala is organized in collaboration with choreographers and artistic directors from Europe and the US who have specially designed for this gala choreographic moments inspired by the works of Constantin Brâncuși, Bird in Space, Endless Column, Maestra, or The Kiss. Each sequence of the show aims to translate into movement the philosophical essences of Brâncuși's work: purity of form, the search for the absolute, transcendence, and inner rhythm. The audience will have the opportunity to see Amira Badro, Ada Gonzalez, Robert Tenache and Jorge Barani, established artists of the Bucharest National Opera, appreciated for their technical excellence, expressive force, and remarkable stage presence performing during the gala. Also performing on the stage will be Daniil Simkin, an independent artist, former principal ballet dancer of the American Ballet Theatre, Maria Kochetkova, independent artist, former prima ballerina of the San Francisco Ballet, visiting Romania for the first time, Paul Marc and Bloian Batistoni, stars of the Ballet de l'Opéra de Paris, Evgenia Obrazova and Semyon Chudin, principal ballet dancers of the Bolshoi Theatre, Kinara Alizade, prima ballerina of the Polski Ballet Narodowy, and Nikolai Nazarkiewicz, principal ballet dancer of the National Opera and Ballet Theatre Maria Bizu. Actor Marius Bodoki will give voice to Brancusi's concepts, emotions and philosophy. According to the organizers, during the event at the Palace Hall, the actors' dance and art meet in a stage construction dedicated to the essence, flight and verticality, defining themes of Brancusi's creation. The Artplex Association launched Beyond Silence, the first staging of a text by Jack Thorne, recent Golden Globe winner for the miniseries Adolescence. The play is written specifically to be performed by people with disabilities, and the show is accessible to both deaf and hearing people. Five performances took place, directed by Laurențiu Rusescu, on January 29th, 30th and 31st in the Arcub Main Hall in Bucharest. The production is based on the text The Solid Life of Sugar Water and follows the story of a deaf couple in a moment of major turmoil after the loss of their child. That's all the time we've got for today. From Mila Cremioara, Simeon, it's goodbye now.
Focus on Romania. Coming up next on Radio Romania International... Simply Folk.
And now to end this broadcast, let's listen to Nineta Popa with a song from Vâlcea County in southwestern Romania.
that, our broadcast in English for listeners in Western Europe and Africa has come to an end. You can listen to our next program for Western Europe at 1800 hours UTC on 9570 kHz in the DRM system or on 9770 kHz when you cannot listen to the English language broadcasts on the usual frequency. Listeners in Africa can receive our programs tomorrow at 1200 hours UTC on 21470 kHz or on 17770 kHz when you cannot listen to the English language broadcasts on the usual frequency. We can also be heard on the internet at ri.ro channel 1. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write an email at engl@ri.ro. Goodbye.